This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 395 for Wednesday, May 15th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Wednesday morning due to mostly positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed are up to start the day. However, crude oil is losing more than $1 US per barrel after the International Energy Agency cut its 2024 growth forecast by 140,000 barrels per day. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Tuesday's close. Annual inflation in the U.S. was reported to be 3.4% in April, compared to 3.5% the previous month. The July canola contract is up $4.80 per ton at $660.10. In the U.S., corn and wheat are up, while soybeans are surging. Light rains are expected for much of the western U.S. corn belt for the rest of the week, while heavier rains are in the forecast next week for Iowa, Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, and northern Illinois. These rains may benefit corn crops, but will also delay planting. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Tuesday a large private sale of 405,000 tons of corn to Mexico, with two-thirds of the shipment being new crop and the rest old crop. The July corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.69. China announced it will implement retaliatory measures on U.S. products after the latter announced yesterday it will impose tariffs on Chinese goods. However, used cooking oil from China won't be one of those goods. The National Oilseed Processors Association will release monthly data later today, with the trade expecting an April crush of 183.07 million bushels and soy oil stocks at 1.882 billion pounds. Due to heavy rains in some growing areas, some U.S. soybean growers may be forced to replant. The July soybean contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.29. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council toured fields in northern and central Kansas for the first day of its hard red wheat tour yesterday, reporting an average yield of 49.9 bushels per acre, a three-year high, up from 29.8 last year and up from the five-year average of 42.7. However, varied conditions and yield potential were also reported, while there were concerns over drought and stripe rust. Fields in western and southern Kansas will be sampled today. Recent forecasts for rain in Kansas and Oklahoma have shown less coverage than what had been hoped for wheat crops. Due to frost, Sovcom trimmed its Russian wheat production forecast by 3.9 million tons at 85.7 million. Japan is looking for 121,500 tons of U.S., Canadian, and Australian wheat in its weekly tender. The July Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.79. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.90. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.37. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.